I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you, and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Stand up for your country. Well, it's Super Tuesday. Excited? Everybody knows how this is going to come out. And the lack of drama means the lack of people paying attention. But there are some very important things in play, and we're going to get to them tonight. And the Talking Points memo is devoted to politics. All right, makes sense, right? Okay, so let's go over what happened yesterday with the Supreme Court briefly. All right, 9-0. States cannot throw people off a national election ballot. It's as simple as that. And that's the Constitution and why anybody would be surprised at this ruling. We went over it yesterday. I had predicted this and all of that. Okay. So the left is desperate now because they're embarrassed. The progressives are embarrassed. These are all progressive people, not liberal people. And there's a difference between progressives. Progressives are the far left. The liberal people, they didn't push this ballot stuff. It was really out there, progressive people. So now they're saying that the three liberal justices on the court, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Brown Jackson, they don't really like this ruling. And they want the power, the federal government to have the power to disqualify anybody. That's not true. I mean, this is another lie that circulates at, I don't know how it gets started. I know that these K Street political committees that the Democrats and Republicans pay, they spin this stuff every day. I know that. But this is just blatantly ridiculous. Okay, so in order for a state to disqualify somebody, there's got to be a rule. And there is no rule. So the Supreme Court suggested that Congress make a law about insurrection. Not a law that applied to Confederate officers, which is what these loons in Colorado and Maine were using. Not that antiquated law that had nothing to do with politics in 2024. A new law. And I support that. If there are reasons why an American shouldn't be able to run for president, put them down and have Congress vote and the president, whoever that may be, signs. That makes sense. That's how our system works. So the Supreme Court suggested to Congress, why don't you do that? And, yeah. Okay. And I think most people would be for it. Now, last night, I had a lot of people text and call me and say, oh, are you watching MSNBC and CNN? And my answer was, no, I'm not. Okay. I'm working because it requires me to accumulate information. I can't watch these people. And they go, oh, it's like a funeral over there and all of that stuff. I said, are you surprised by this point in history that these people over there who want a complete overhaul of the U.S. government, are you surprised? And then I gave my producer the mandate to find the dumbest statement made on cable TV news last night. Roll the tape.
I don't think there's anything in that opinion that actually holds, and that couldn't be because it's not, it wasn't presented by the case, that there is, that somehow insurrectionists are completely immunized from any kind of federal action to apply Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I just don't see it in the majority opinion.
It's just so breathtakingly dumb, I can't even explain it. All right, there is no defined insurrection. These people just made that up. They believe Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. There's no court. There's no case. There's no filing. There's no allegation. And if Donald Trump did participate in an insurrection, you know the Justice Department and the special counsel, Jack Smith, would have charged him with that. But no. We know. I mean, by that crazy and stupid line of thinking, anybody could accuse anybody of anything. And then that would hold legal weight. But this moron, and he is, I mean, and I'm sorry, I don't like to use that hominem attacks, but the man is a moron. All right. He says, somehow insurrectionists are completely immunized. What? And who's going to define who's an insurrectionist? You? Come on. Ridiculous. Now, there was another Supreme Court ruling yesterday, late yesterday. It might have gotten by you. So we all know that the border states are just overwhelmed by the migration, the open border that Joe Biden has imposed on the country. And that is an accurate statement. President of the United States has done this alone. He has supporters, but he did it. Now, Texas is getting it the worst. New Mexico, the governor there doesn't care. Arizona is getting it pretty badly, but there's a split in the population there. And Newsom in California doesn't care. So two out of the four border states, New Mexico and California, couldn't care less how many foreign nationals come in. Arizona and Texas, they are angry, all right? Texas being the most militant against. So the governor, Greg Abbott, and the legislature pass a law way back in December, okay, that says from now on, state authorities in Texas, the Texas Rangers, okay, and local police in the big city have the power to arrest a foreign national who illegally crosses into this country, even asylum seekers. All right? And here are the four tenets of the law. Under Texas law, officers can arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, people arrested can agree to a Texas judge order to leave the country or face a misdemeanor charge. Migrants who don't leave after being ordered to do so could be arrested again and charged with a felony. That's the law. Okay. Now, the Supreme Court said, and of course, the ACLU and others challenged the law like that, got into federal court, and the Supreme Court put a stay on the law last night. They said, nope, not going forward. We're going to hear more arguments about it. It'll probably go back to the Supreme Court sometime, but they're not going to be in a hurry to take it. So things remain the same. The federal government is the only body that can regulate migration into this country, not the states. If you're going to be consistent about the Constitution, that is the right ruling, as I said on News Nation last night. Go. But the Supreme Court was correct in its Texas ruling because state doesn't have arrest powers over the border. What Texas should have done, and Abbott, the governor, should have ordered, was not arrest, but detention for public safety. You detain, and then you call the Homeland Security, the feds, who then pick up the migrant and take All right. them into the federal system. That is the law. The federal government controls the borders, not Texas. And Texas can rationalize it all day long, but they're defying the Constitution. And a court is correct in staying the arrest powers of the Texas authorities. Detain, don't arrest. Okay, so I know a lot of you watching, particularly you in Texas, are angry about this, but you've got to understand what the Constitution says. Look, I sympathize with everybody in this country who is adversely affected by the open border. It should never be happening. And if the American people wise up, they'll vote out the Biden administration in November. And we'll have a sane border policy again. I am very sympathetic, but you can't throw out the document that defines how this country operates. And I think most sane people will agree with that. If you don't agree, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. I'd love to hear from you.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, Super Tuesday, it's today. I'll be on News Nation at 9:15. I don't know what I'm going to say because Trump is going to sweep, I believe, and Biden will sweep too. And then Haley will drop out, as I already predicted, and endorse Trump. So how do I know Haley's going to drop out? She hasn't made any TV buys. Okay, going forward past today. That's your indicator. What Nikki Haley did was fairly shrewd. She campaigned against Trump, got a lot of attention. She got a lot of donations. She can keep the money for her next run, which will be in 2028 for president. Okay, keeps all that money. And her name recognition is 1,000 times higher than it was before the primaries began. So this is what you do. Now, if she stayed in, she would tee off. She's already teed off a lot of Republicans. Not me. I'm not a Republican, but she has a perfect right to run against Donald Trump. But if she stayed in, knowing it was hopeless just to hurt Trump and the Republican Party, then she could never get the nomination in 28. Ever. Under any circumstances, could she? And she'll spend money that she needs to, she needs to husband her money. Did you ever hear that expression? Okay. She needs to just save the money. So that's why she'll drop out. I don't know what day, but when she does, you'll hear it from me. All right, President, and that's a memo, by the way. So we're finished with the politics. Now we'll get into the president's schedule. He stayed at Camp David in Maryland until noon today and came back to the White House to do something with a competition council, which means nothing. All of this is just gobbledygook. It doesn't mean anything. He's not doing the people's business. He can't do the people's business. Why was he in Camp David for 5 days? To rehearse his State of the Union. on Thursday, dubious Thursday, I have been. He's got to get through it. He's got to read the teleprompter. I would say he's going to read it 25 times. Because if he falters on Thursday night during the State of the Union, he's done. He's through. He could not come back from that. That's the drama. You know what Biden's going to say. Oh, I've created more jobs than God. Oh, inflation's not so bad. It's all in your mind. Oh, we're the strongest country in the world, and we all, and we're getting strong. You know, okay, fine. This is what they all do. All right. AP poll. Not a fair poll because it's the Associated Press, and that's not a fair agency. Democrat 43, Republican 38. There's no reason it should be a 5-point spread there. Independents 19. First question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Biden's handling his job? Total disapprove, 61%. Whoa. 38% approve. And they're the hardcore zealots. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove the way President Biden's handling the economy? Approve 34, disapprove 64%. That's the high prices everybody's paying right there. But Biden's going to tell you it's all in your imagination on Thursday. Immigration, do you approve or disapprove? Approve 29, disapprove 68%. My God. And is Israel and Palestinians approve 31, disapprove 67. And then the final question in the AP poll. And remember, this is a 5-point advantage to Democrats in this poll. And these numbers are terrible, beyond terrible. Would you say the national economy is better or worse under Biden? Better, 29, worse, 57. So you would think that, you know, it's kind of all over, but it isn't because there's 8 months left to go. Now, I got a lot of mail about who's running the Biden White House because he's obviously not. And I've given you some names of people who are in charge there. Jill Biden is probably the most powerful person, the first lady, because without her permission, nobody sees Joe. This is like Nancy Reagan. If you read Killing Reagan, you know how powerful Nancy Reagan was. But I've also got a few, but not many. So who's running Trump? Who's behind that campaign? Because Trump looks like he does it all, but he doesn't. So joining us now from Austin, Texas is Matt Makowiak, who is a Republican consultant and founder of the Potomac Strategy Group, which is a consulting firm. All right, so I'm glad to have you, by the way, because I don't even know who's running Trump's show, you know. Who's the most powerful person in the campaign right now?
Yeah, I mean, to understand Trump 2024, there's really two names that are at the very top of the list, and that's Susie Wiles, who's one of the most experienced Florida operatives. She's worked for the last three Florida governors. She's managing Trump's campaign. She worked for Jeb Bush. She worked for Rick Scott. She, yes, worked for Ron DeSantis, though not for very long. Moved over to work for Trump and is a no-drama, head-down, focused individual. Chris LaCivita is a name that some of your audience may be familiar with from the Swift Boat ads against John Kerry in 2004. He's been around a long time. He's a fellow Pittsburgher like my family. Chris is the senior strategist, and he's moving over to the Republican National Committee here in the next few days to serve as chief operating officer. He is a retired Marine. He's a no-nonsense guy, very tough, very focused, very disciplined. And I think the two of them together are working very well in a way that's given Trump a more organized, disciplined, focused, strategic campaign than we saw in 2016 and even in 2020 when he was president of the United States.
Give me an example of that. What is different now than 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think I'd point to two things. I think the first is, Bill, in all of our lifetime, if you had said a political candidate is, facing four separate federal indictments in different jurisdictions, we would have concluded that was the end of that person's chance to be elected to anything. They have really unified the party as GOP voters have rallied around Trump, such that the entire presidential primary was really never competitive. But second is, if you look at the state-by-state leadership teams they've built, that they've rolled out ahead of these voting periods or ahead of his rallies, they've been really impressive. The endorsements, not just from top-level people who've been longtime Trump allies, but all the way down to the state legislature, They have built a 50-state organization. They showed that in Iowa when Trump won the Iowa caucuses by the largest margin of any Republican ever, 30 points. They even showed that in New Hampshire, where you have crossover votes with independents and Democrats, when they stopped Nikki Haley there with an 11-point win. And I agree with you. He is going to win every state on Super Tuesday, and he is going to clinch the nomination, if not today, in the next few days. And I agree Nikki Haley will drop out. So he still has his idiosyncrasies, his quirks. He lets it rip, as you know him well, better than most people. But he is demonstrating, I think, a little bit more discipline, a little bit more message discipline, and they're running a much more sophisticated campaign. Now, that said, there are some warning signs. They've got to get fundraising going. As soon as he clinches, they can partner with the RNC. They've got to get that going. He has huge legal bills ahead. Those are significant, and he has some uncertainty in terms of where that's headed, although he's had a good few months in terms of these things being pushed further back. And then he's got to get the party to fully unify. I think it's 90% there, but it's got to be 98% there. So he has a pathway to 270 electoral votes, which I think he does.
All right. The most important thing that you just said for Republicans who want Trump to win is that in the 50 states, the organization to get out the vote, which is vital, is much stronger than it was 4 years ago. That's what you're telling us, right?
It is. It is. Now I got to be honest, the RNC is undercapitalized at the moment. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Trump has basically taken the entire small donor fundraising base and he's made it his own. And the RNC's had some challenges raising money because they've had some difficult midterm elections and special elections all over the country. Some of that is the abortion issue. Some of that is just other unique things about those candidates and where those races were. But that said, I will say this, the team they're putting in the RNC is very focused. My Uncle Whatley, the North Carolina GOP chair, is going to be the chair. Laura Trump is going to bring that family perspective and that knowledge as co-chair. And as I said before, Chris Lasavita, COO, moving in, making sure the battleground state organizations are fully operational.
They have to really get a strategy to counter the mail-in ballots and all that, but I don't want to get into that today. We will do that down the line. Now, Donald Trump's concentration span is short, okay? It's short. And he doesn't want to get involved with all of this state by state, who's running this state, who's running. He doesn't want to do that. He also wants to say what he wants to say. Now, I was on WABC radio the other day talking about Trump and whether his demeanor has really changed. You say it has. I'm not so sure about that, but try to convince me that Trump's demeanor, the way he presents, has changed from 4 years, 8 years ago.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, it's hard when you make statements like you say he's more disciplined or he's always the person he always was, because as you know, Trump is both things. At times he can demonstrate more discipline and at times he can demonstrate less. I will point to a few examples. I think on abortion, while he has said he is pleased that the justices that he approved, that he appointed ultimately made that decision, he has also said that the position of the party right now on abortion is a loser and that he wants a national standard. So I give that, I use that as an example. He sees that as an issue that is hurting the party, that is hurting his chance to be elected president, to save the country.
Now, he understands so that. He does understand
that's right.
that. But what I'm
that's
trying
right.
to get at is when the guys at ABC and gals asked me about Trump and his presentation to the American people, I said, when he does a rally and the MAGA people show up, it's like a heavy metal band with a mosh pit. He gets carried away with the hysteria, the We Love Trump hysteria, that is waving the stage and then says stuff to whip the crowd up. Stuff about Nikki Haley's husband calling Newsom new scum. That kind of undisciplined stuff, which then gets into the media cycle and hurts him with independent voters. He doesn't seem to be able to stop doing that. Just like a heavy metal band is, if you rev them up, they're going to get crazier and crazier. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. And I agree. I think if he were more disciplined and more focused on the stump, I think it would benefit him, because swing voters are appalled by Biden's record. But the more he gives the media the ammunition to use his words against him to make him seem unpredictable or extreme or whatever,
right.
It does hurt him. And look, swing voters matter. swing voters are who decide presidential elections.
Absolutely.
I don't think turnout will be as high in 2024, Bill, as it was in 2020. So it might be more of a base election. But Trump has to make this election about one thing. Did you like Trump's presidency better for your life, or did you like Biden's better?
Sure.
And the more that it gets to that frame, he's going to succeed.
It's Reagan Mondale. I mean, that's the litmus test that you have to follow. And Reagan had no trouble there. All right. We really appreciate it, Matt. You're a smart guy. And I hope you'll come back from time to time as the campaign progresses. So very, very good to speak to you today. Okay. You will see an interview like that nowhere else. If you're interested in politics and if you are interested in, you know, the upcoming presidential vote, you just got a lot of information given to you. Now, I'm going to add to it a little bit. The people running the campaign, as Matt said, are very astute. There's not a lot of chaos in the campaign as there was in 16 because he didn't run ever before. And, you know, you remember Scaramucci and that's not there anymore. All right. And that's strong. But I'm not sure about whether the Republicans in swing states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, those are the two that really pop into my mind, can organize the mail-in ballots and all of that stuff as the Democrats, you know, are going to do. That's a key. And I'm not sure because Trump doesn't pay attention to that. He just doesn't. I mean, he's more of a showman and he's a big picture guy, not a micro guy. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Okay, let's go to Mexico. So Mexico is a narco state. What does that mean? It is run by criminals. Now, the President Obrador is a far-left socialist guy. And he came in and said, you know what? We're not going to really confront these cartels. We're going to give them hugs. Okay, remember that statement? Well, big cartels were just thrilled with that. And they spread money around, big money, to Mexico City elected officials and to the military. So right now in Mexico, it's run top to bottom by the drug cartels. Obrador doesn't really have much power. Okay? Enter the United States. We do nothing about this. Nothing. Trump at least confronted Obrador on a couple of fronts, which is why he got the troops, Mexican troops, on the northern border and the border with Guatemala in the south. But Biden doesn't do it, all right? He's the three amigos, you know, Justin up there in Canada, him and Obrador. Meanwhile, thousands and thousands of people dying, hundreds of thousands. If you add up the ODs in America and all the murders and disappearances in Mexico, it's probably in the millions. They're dying. All right. So what do we do as individual Americans? Many of us travel to Mexico. Why would you do that? I'm never going to Mexico again in my life, ever, because of what that country is doing to America. Okay? I'm just not going. Even on a work basis, I don't think I'm going to go. All right? If I had to go to China and Russia from work, I'd go. All right? If I had to go to Iran on work, I'd go. Mexico, I think I would say no. That's how angry I am at this Obrador government. Now, I don't know whether Obrador is taking money or not, but I know the people around him are. And so does our government. They know. So thousands, estimated 100,000 kids on spring break are going to Mexico. And there is a State Department warning, okay? In the state of Quintana Roo, which is Cancun, as well on the Pacific side, Acapulco, the State Department is warning it's dangerous. And these kids are going down there anyway. What is wrong with the parents here? And if you have a, if you have, I get a lot of emails, well, I'm on a cruise and the cruise stops. All right, I understand. If it's a cruise and it's a one day, okay. And you're going to other places. I got it. Cruise ships shouldn't be going there. Okay. Cruise ships are anti-American if they're even stopping there. Now, a few years ago, I went down to Cabo, all right, on the Pacific coast. And I was on a Men of Adventure trip, but I was working really undercover. And the military was all over the place. The checkpoints in Cabo, St. Lucas, they're all over the place. Gone now. They're not there anymore. Okay? And last night on News Nation, which is really emerging as your best source of information, if you're watching nightly cable news, News Nation is better, is giving you a much more, a wider perspective than the others. This Mexico topic came up. Roll it.
What is it to say that the Mexican government has now lost control of the one area that they had put off limits for the cartels?
I think, I mean, really what it's to say is that Obrador has no control over the military. I mean, just a few weeks ago, there was an article that came out that he was repurposing the military for things like filling potholes. So really, I mean, manning the planes, manning the trains. And that's not something that they should be doing. That is not the purpose of the Mexican military.
So the military is the only body in Mexico to take on a cartels because the local cops and the state cops are all bribed. And, you know, if they don't take the bribe, they kill them and their family. So if you're a cop and you don't take the money from the cartel, the local guy, he's going to kill you and your whole family and your kids. Okay, that's the way it goes. That's a narco state. Never going there again. Smart life. Okay. If you eat out, you're paying 30% more than you paid in 2019, according to the Labor Department. 30% if you eat out. Okay? Why? Because wages for hourly workers have risen in 22 states, and sometimes topping $20 an hour now. And the food is more expensive. Okay? Because of the Biden inflation. So, you want to go out once in a while for a nice meal, a place that has good food, right? Here are some tips, smart life tips. Number one, drink water. I'm sorry, if you want a few glasses of wine, have them at home. Drink before you go or when you come back. You order any beverage in a restaurant, you're going to pay a lot of money for it. I mean, just a soda is $5. Don't order a soda anyway because it's bad for you. Okay, number two. Instead of an entree, and I do this, and I'm a big guy, okay? I order two appetizers now, all right? And it usually fills me up. But the entrees are running $50-$60. And if you see, try it. See if it works. Some places give you big appetizers, a lot of food. If you go to the small plates, it's the biggest ripoff in the world, you're not going to get that. And finally, no dessert. Stop on your way home if you want dessert. But don't buy dessert in a restaurant. You're going to be crazy to do that. Tip 20%. But if you really want to be smart about it, you can order your food and take it home. So order exactly what you'd order in a restaurant, but you're going to take it out. Every restaurant does that now. And you don't have to tip. Then they'd give you, you want to leave a tip for a phone call? No, I'm not going to leave a tip for that. But when you're there, tip your server 20%. Smart life. Stay in history, March 5th, 1982. Comedian John Belushi, 33 years old, found dead in a Hollywood hotel of a drug overdose 42 years ago today. Now, Belushi, I know his wife a little bit, and so it's more personal to me. Guy was unbelievably talented, but he's a drug addict. I mean, a hardcore drug addict. But he was able to function on the drugs. They affected his work, but he was able to get through it. And he was in, he was out, but he was totally out of control. But if you watch this guy in old Saturday Night Live episodes and in some of his films like Animal House, this guy was almost as good as Jackie Gleason. Roll tape.
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Hysterical movie could not be made today with all the political correctness. Anyway, Belushi died because some woman injected him with heroin, cocaine. Boom. Woman was eventually charged, even though they tried to cover the death up. Her name was Kathy Smith, I believe. 15 months in a California prison. Should have gotten, I don't know, 6-7 years, I would have given her. And Belushi is buried on Martha's Vineyard. That happened 42 years ago today. Back with the mail and a final thought about where I'm going to be tomorrow. Not going to be in New York, but I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be in a moment. Okay, let's go to the mail. Elaine Martinkovic, Las Vegas. Joe Biden did not enable Hunter. Joe Biden is the mastermind behind the grift, taking millions from countries and getting his cut. Elaine, if you have proof of that, please send it to me and I'll win a Pulitzer and I will share it with you. I know it's your opinion and you are perfectly within your rights to hold the opinion, but the evidence is not there yet. Teresa, won't be watching the State of the Union. Old Joe will spew lies anyway. I'll catch the fumbles, gaffes on the snippets. Okay. I don't think a lot of people are going to watch it. Esther Haynes, Jacksonville, Florida. O'Reilly, you said many times Jill Biden does not want to give up power. What power does she have? Nobody sees Joe unless she says it's okay. That's a lot of power. And again, you know, read Killing Reagan. Nancy Reagan's the most powerful person in that White House. No doubt about it. Thomas Miller, North Salem, New York. I have a question. I hear you say how Joe Biden can pardon Hunter Biden even if he's not convicted of the crime yet. I understand if he is convicted, but as you say, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. You are saying no matter what Hunter does, Joe can pardon him even before he goes to court. Correct. Presidential pardon. Look at the pardon that President Ford gave President Nixon. There's the power to do it. Federal charges, by the way. Nick Georgioff, Grand Blanc, Michigan. Hey, Bill, what's your opinion of how this Bragg case will go in Manhattan? You said it yourself that his lawyers should try to get all the legal issues moved out of New York. I think it's a guarantee he'll be found guilty. Could be sentenced to years in prison. Not going to prison. All right. All this stuff is going to be appealed in New York into the federal system. Once it gets into the federal system, a good chance a lot of this stuff will be thrown out. The fine that he got on the real estate beef, that's never going to happen. Never. It's excessive, and you can't do that according to the Constitution. So you mark my words. Mike Thomas, Newport Beach, California. Hey, Bill, just heard you talking on your Smart Life segment. You mentioned not drinking sugar drinks. I used to drink a 2-liter Mountain Dew every day. We must have been thirsty. I went in for my yearly checkup. Doctor told me I was pre-diabetic. So I changed. I gave up sugar drinks. And now I drink, like you do, sparkling ice. When I returned for my follow-up checkup, my blood sugar was under control. You can do it. You can do it. I got to fight this battle all the time because of my predisposition, my DNA, is to have high blood sugar. So I'm every day I'm saying, all right, this is okay. This isn't. And then I'm doing an amazing power walk because that brings it down too. But you're drinking that sugar. Didi Ranyan, Killeen, Texas. I was one of the very first concierge members, but I have never really written to you about a problem, Bill. However, I am very glad I became a lifetime member because now I have an insurance policy. Yes, you do, Didi. Anything goes wrong in your life, and I mean anything, you have my secret email, direct email, right? I will keep everything confidential. Nobody will ever know. And we will provide a pathway for you to solve the problem. We'll, if it's egregious or whatever, we'll be ombuds people on your behalf. So that is what BillO'Reilly.com concierge membership gives you, an insurance policy. Because we're dispassionate. We don't have emotion in this. We can look at your problem and we can give you, sometimes not solutions, but we can give you a way forward to mitigate the damage, which is what we do. Eddie Klein, Concord, in North Carolina. I'm 78 years old. I did not know how America was founded until I read Killing the Witches. Great read. Thanks for the history lesson. Killing Crazy Horse will be next. Well, that's smart because now you know the fundamentals of America and now you'll see the expansion west and what happened there in Killing Crazy Horse. Okay, Confronting the President. This is a new series I've developed, and it'll be out September 10th. You can pre-order on BillO'Reilly.com. We will not charge you until we ship the book to you. It is out again September 10th. Publisher loves the book. I got a nice note from them today. He said they learned more reading this book than any other book in recent memory. And it's an amazing amount of stuff that Martin Dugard and I have assembled for you. Killing Crazy Horse, aforementioned, $12.95, which is about the best thing. And this is the hardback. Okay, this is the hardback edition. Where do they not be obtuse? O-B-T-U-S-E. A lot of people are obtuse these days. Don't be that. Back with a final thought about where I'll be tomorrow in a moment. Okay, final thought of the day. We will be in West Palm Beach tomorrow broadcasting the results of Super Tuesday and the ramifications of that. I got out of Florida because I'm going to the Joe Namath Foundation benefit, and that foundation helps former football players who have brain injuries, and a lot of them do. Those are gladiators, boy. You play college or NFL football, Namath himself, I mean, the guy, I mean, the injuries that he went through. Anyway. I'm a big football guy. You know that. I go down. I help Joe. He's become a pal. He's a terrific guy. He has a benefit. I go to it. So we'll be in Florida for the benefit, but we will broadcast tomorrow. Now, Thursday, I'm going to be off because there's nothing I can do with a pre-State of the Union. Tomorrow, I'll give you my State of the Union in a talking points memo, but but I will be tweeting with Biden, and if he collapses at the State of the Union, by that I mean he gets lost and he garbles his words, he can't get it out. Remember, if that happens, he's through. There is a report today from Newsmax that Michelle Obama's spokesperson, I don't even know who that is, says she's not going to run for president. I don't know. I'm just passing it along. I've heard that a million times. People say, oh, I'm not running, and then they run. But that came from Newsmax. I passed that along. So I'm looking forward to getting down to 80-degree temperatures in the Sunshine State. I got to stay out of the sunshine because of the Irish skin, but I can be under a tree or something and enjoy the warm weather. Here in, it's like I'm building an ark in New York. It's raining so much. It's better than snow. But Noah is right down the street in Cameron, New York here. It just hasn't stopped raining for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And we really appreciate you guys. We will have the No Spin News State of the Union tomorrow from West Palm Beach. We hope you join us. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll see you then.